When you are growing, it is of the utmost importance that you maintain within yourself kindness, patience, understanding, and love, because true growth on any level requires all of those things in order to bring you to the place where your spirit is trying to bring you. And when you feel the things that you will all feel as your growth, when the pace picks up as it is doing now, then you want to be very kind. And you want to put away any old habits of self-doubt or self-criticism. Those are two things that will prevent you from becoming who you are here to become. And so you may say, how do we do that? Because this happens or this does not go well, and I feel bad, or I feel doubting of myself. And that is what we would like to talk to you about tonight. You see, we have spoken to you many times about the power of displacement, putting something in place that crowds out whatever was there before. And in these times, you want the power of your word to come forward. And by that, we mean you want to feel, even if you are in the heart of a wound, we want you to feel your truth, what you know to be true about yourself. And we want you to be able to frame that, whether it is in words or some other formation that brings you to that displacing truth. Here is a very simple thing. You cannot hold your own worth and also hold that you are worthless. You cannot hold that you are as you should be, that there is rightness in you. You cannot hold that and hold that you are wrong. You cannot hold the truth about your own heart and your own intention and hold that there is something wrong with your heart or your intention. So what we are speaking about here is the strongest, most innovative kind of displacement. What it means, however, is that you cannot wait to feel like going to the truth of who you are. You must have that place established, and you must go to that place every time. Because if you do, what will happen is then the doubt, the fear, the negativity, the self-criticism will fall away, because you have displaced the very territory where those things live and where they judge you and where they frighten you. If you establish a place of truth, and you must be the one who establishes it. You do not find this outside of yourself. You find it inside of yourself. But it is like a disciplined study. So you can feel that you have, emotionally, that you have no worth, which means you must go to the place you have established where you know you have worth. And you must be there and breathe in that place, hold that place and strengthen it. Because then what is not true will fall away. And here is the lesson. What is true will always defeat what is not true. A powerful spiritual principle, and one that we want to be working with quite a lot now, because in these times when there are ruptures in systems and confusions and hatred and all manner of things, you need to have established a place inside of you where there is truth and where you are connected and where all is well. We are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Begin to feel a cleansing energy from the heart of the earth moving up and into your body. And let that cleansing energy wash the root and free it to create in a pattern that is your pattern. Feel the cleansing energy in the second center and let it remove judgment and shame. Feel that released from your body. Let the cleansing energy come up into the solar plexus and release the emotions that are no longer good for you to hold. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart center. And feel the cleansing energy wash away the pain in the heart. Wash away any limitation or wounding that needs to leave now, so that your heart can be vibrant and alive and full of who you really are. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into the throat. Let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that might disrespect who you are, that might make you smaller rather than larger, weaker rather than stronger. Let go of those patterns. So if they come to you again, they have no power. Feel the cleansing energy come into the third eye and wash the third eye clear. And feel your intuitive abilities return to you so that you can see inside and outside clearly, freely. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and open the crown. And let that cleansing energy come through your crown like a fountain. And wash the field around you. And release anything inside of you that you no longer wish to carry. Now feel the bright sun shining and feel the golden light flowing into your crown, filling your head, making your thoughts the thoughts of the universe, flowing into your throat so that you speak the love of the universe to yourself, to the world around you. Flowing into the heart center, to bring your heart in alignment with the power and the energy in which you were created. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. And let the golden light make you free to feel, knowing that feeling is good and fluid. Let the golden light flow into the second center and establish a natural cleansing for anything and everything that comes through your life. Feel the flow of the energy as it comes down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light connect you to the universe, but pull up from the earth all that you need to walk well as yourself on the earth. And bring your attention into your heart center, where in love a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.